Measures. Afforestation. The afforestation of forests promises an effective measure to reduce CO2 in the atmosphere. Nothing seems easier than planting trees to combat climate change. But how promising is the reforestation really? Climate protection and reforestation are two closely related issues that play an important role in combating climate change. Reforestation refers to the deliberate planting of trees on land that has been previously deforested, or otherwise degraded. This measure contributes to increasing forest cover and restoring natural habitats contribute. The breath of the trees gives us life, Roswitha Bloch. Trees play a crucial role in carbon sequestration. As they grow, trees absorb CO2 from the atmosphere and convert it into oxygen and carbon through photosynthesis. The carbon is stored in the form of biomass in the wood, roots, and soil. Reforestation can bind large quantities of carbon and reduce the atmospheric CO2 content. Around 2 billion tons of CO2 are removed from the atmosphere by forests every year, which corresponds to around 6% of total CO2 emissions. In this way, trees compensate for part of our environmental behavior. A study from Zurich concludes that 0.9 billion hectares of land on Earth could be planted with forest, an area the size of the USA. There are regions in Russia, the USA, Canada, Australia, Brazil, and China in particular, where large-scale reforestation would be possible. This would allow around 2/3 of all CO2 emissions that have been released into the atmosphere since the Industrial Revolution. Particularly effective at storing CO2 are mixed forests with a variety of deciduous and coniferous trees. Monocultures, on the other hand, have a poorer carbon footprint and are more susceptible to heat and pests. Forests not only provide important carbon storage, but also provide a variety of other ecosystem services. They regulate the water balance, prevent soil erosion, protect against natural disasters such as floods and hurricanes, provide a habitat for a large number of plant and animal species, and contribute to the preservation of biodiversity. These ecosystem services can be restored and improved through reforestation. Reforestation projects also offer economic benefits. They create jobs in rural communities, promote sustainable forestry, and can create sources of income for local communities through the sale of timber and other forest products. In addition, forest tourism can become an important economic sector and contribute to local development. Afforestation can also work synergistically with other climate change mitigation measures. For example, afforestation of river margins can help improve water quality and reduce the vulnerability of coastal regions to storm surges and flooding. In addition, agroforestry systems, where trees are planted on agricultural land, can contribute to soil fertility, promote biodiversity, and improve food security. However, there are also challenges in implementing reforestation projects. These include land use conflicts, insufficient financial resources, lack of knowledge about the selection of appropriate tree species and management practices, and the need for long-term monitoring and evaluation programs. Criticism is voiced when reforestation projects promise climate neutrality for companies for little money. Large sums are often invested in unsustainable projects in order to greenwash the poor environmental image of companies. This is because unsustainable reforestation can actually increase CO2 emissions. For example, if peatlands have to be cleared for trees or soils are degraded. However, it would be wrong to denounce reforestation across the board. It just needs to be well tested and preferably labeled. Reforestation plays a central role in climate protection. By planting trees, we can not only sequester carbon and reduce atmospheric CO2 levels, but also restore ecosystem services, support local communities, and create synergies with other climate protection measures. It is crucial that we consider reforestation as one of the pillars of our climate protection strategy and take appropriate action at global, national, and local level.